This is the Old Trailblazer broadcast. This is Pastor Albert Pendarvis, the Old Trailblazer, riding out again on Old Dan, blazing the path to the hearts of sinners. Lest I forget, let me give you my mailing address right now, quickly. It's the Old Trailblazer, Post Office Box 1810, Walker, Louisiana, 70785. But we're looking at our study. We're going to get back there now. We'll mention again later on that we're happy to have many new listeners now on these new stations from the Edgewater Broadcasting Company. And I'd like to hear from some of you. And I have folks that say, I don't believe a word you say, Old Trailblazer. Well, that's okay, too. I still like to hear from you. But we're looking now, getting back, we were looking at faith and in the 11th chapter of Hebrews. And so in the last study, I meant to give you this little picture. We're talking about God's Word and the promises of God's Word. Have you ever just taken this old book, hugged it to your bosom and said, blessed old book, blessed old book. Oh, I thank you, Lord, for these love letters. Did you know God's Word is love letters to His people? The Bible, you know, we have folks that cuss the Bible and scratch on it and say they won't have it. And I tell them, look, it's not written to you anyhow. It's not written to the infidels and the agnostics and the skeptics and the atheists. It's not written to them. And someone said to one of them one day, he said, well, why don't you just leave the Bible alone, you old fool? He said, because it won't leave me alone. Oh, my friend, I hope it won't never leave you alone. Listen now, thank you for the covenants that's within the pages of this book. Set forth the covenant of grace. Thank you, Lord, for all your promises. Let me give you this little information. We have a book here in this bookstore entitled All the Promises of God by Brother Lockyer. Oh, my friend, if you write me, I'll send you, quote your price on it, and it's worth everything that you could put in it. Listen, those promises, they're yours. They're yours. Listen, if nobody else sees them, nobody else says anything about them, they're yours. You embrace them. You love them. You kiss them. You pet them. You caress them. And that's what it means. Let me ask you this question. Are God's promises really precious to you? When you come across a precious like promise like this, I will never leave thee nor forsake thee. Have you ever gotten that down and studied it? The Lord says, I will never, never, no, never leave thee, nor never, no, never forsake thee. Isn't that grace? You know, when the Lord saves a sinner, we become a child of God. I think we've gotten away from the basics of what it is to be saved. Well, we got my name on the church roll. No, no. I told folks not long ago, I conducted a funeral for a woman, and she'd gotten up in years. I'd gone to school with her when we were children, and she said that she had told me recently that the Lord had saved her, and I hope he had. But anyhow, they had a friend of the family that helped with the funeral, and he said, well, we had to go way back in the archives of the old church. They had built a new church and set aside all the old records and stuff. And he said, we had to go way back when she was 7 years old to see where she made a decision for Jesus. Now, my friend, is that what you banking your salvation on? Are you? Are you banking your salvation? Oh, no, no. Salvation is a personal thing, my friend. It doesn't grow cold and go back in the archives of the old church. Salvation is knowing Christ. I asked you at this time, are you saved? You say, well, Trailblazer, you're just so honest. You're just so dogmatic. Well, that's what the Lord tells me to do. Isaiah said, they've told me to preach the smooth thing. Well, the old Trailblazer does not preach the smooth thing. Do you know what the old Trailblazer does? I ask for compassion day by day, and yet I get the reputation that folks think I'm cruel and mean, and I'm the lovingest guy you'll ever meet. I love sinners. I love folks who turn to the Lord, and I warn folks. The Bible says, the soul that sinneth, it shall die. This Bible says, it is appointed unto man once to die, and after that, the judgment. My friend, have you ever read those verses there in Romans? Listen now, we've got a cockeyed world here. The Bible is so plain. It hasn't changed. It never has changed. One iota. Listen now. Let me speak to you who tell me that you're not saved. Awaken. Can I just ask you a question now, my friend? Have you been brought to the place where your heart clings to these promises? You love them? Have you ever done that, my friend? Have you loved them? First of all, are you reading and studying your Bible? Are you? Are you reading and studying your Bible? Maybe for a long time you've seen nothing but judgment, judgment, judgment. But in the Word, wherever you open it and find the precious promises there, you'll find, oh, listen, and then you hug that old Bible to your bosom. Maybe for the first time you've seen your heart, but you're clinging to it. You're clinging to it like a clinging vine. We have a friend of mine. He and I have this thing going together. We talk about each one of us. How you doing? Well, I'm clinging. Clinging to God's word. Clinging to the mercy of God. Clinging to the old cross. Oh, my friend, listen. And as a drowning man, you cling to God's word. As a drowning man, did you know a drowning man will cling to a straw? If he's out there going down for the third time and a straw comes floating by him, did you know he'll grab at it? I'll tell you he will, my friend. I'll tell you he will. But listen, maybe the first time that you've ever seen yourself as a lost sinner, there, I ask you, go there and plead the blood. Plead the promises. I know. Tell the Lord, I know I'm a sinner. I know I'm lost. I know I'm condemned. The word has shown me that. And listen, here's your promise. You've laid up on your heart. How sweet. There it is. You see it in God's word. You embrace it. You can't get away from it. And you love it, and you cling to it. Then, as you come on down in life, that you live that way. A promise here and a promise there. That's what God's child does. A promise here and a promise there. Have you ever opened your Bible and begin to thumb through it and just come up on one of those gracious promises, my friend? I tell you, there's such a contrast today in the average church. Member comes into the church, they sing, they don't know what they're singing about. They don't know these old blood songs that we talk about. Saved by the blood, washed in the blood, clinging. Oh, they hear the Bible read, means nothing to them. I was there, my friend. I was there one time. Never had been awakened. They're living under the concept that they're saved because some preacher told them that they were saved. But their lives are not molded by the word of God. I'll just tell you this little incident. I've mentioned it before. Coming home one night from service, late Sunday night, I heard this preacher. And he was a gracious man. He told some gracious war stories. He was a war man, airplane pilot, and he told some stories. But he was a pastor. And he got down to the end. He said, "Now, are you saved?" And I thought that was great of him to ask that. He said, "Are you saved?" And he left the question hanging there for a minute or two. And he says, "If you're not, pray this prayer." And he read a little prayer. "Jesus, I'm a sinner. I'd like to be saved. I'm sorry I've sinned all my life. Amen." And he said, "Now, did you pray that prayer?" "That's your prayer. You're saved. If you pray that prayer, you're saved." Now, my friend, do you want to go out into eternity on that? Do you want to go out into eternity on that little shallowness? That man is going to have to give an account for every man that he's misled. Oh, my friend, listen. They've never been awakened. Folks never been awakened, living under a delusion. They don't embrace the promises. The great covenant of grace that runs from Genesis to Revelation means nothing to them. Do you know what I'm talking about, my friend? I hope you do. I hope you do. I hope you can say, "Trailblazer, I agree fully with you that a sinner must come to Christ, taking the blame." Oh, listen, repentance. Folks ask me, "What is repentance, Trailblazer?" Taking the blame. Taking the blame for what? Taking the blame for your sin. Taking the blame for how cruel you've been to your wife and your family, and how you've cursed God and hated God and sinned against God. You say, "Well, yes, you are. The Bible says the soul that sinneth, it shall die. The Bible says that man goes astray as soon as he be born, speaking lies." My friend, we're sinners. The average individual today is a church member. He's never seen himself as a sinner. But these old patriarchs, these old folks, they said, and confessed that they were strangers and pilgrims. That's what we are. The word stranger here means that their home is in heaven. Just strangers. Are you a stranger? Do you just fit in with the world, my friend? Do you fit in easily with the world day by day to where nobody sees anything? The Bible says, if any man be in Christ, he's a new creature. Does your family see you as a new creature? I'll tell you this story that was told to me. This out there somewhere, this woman was a hell raiser, a terrible person, always upset and couldn't get along with her. Cats and dogs went out the door when she came in, but the Lord got a hold to her and saved her. Oh, the Lord got a hold to her and saved her. It says one day that they were all sitting down at the dinner table eating dinner, and that old heart rose up, that old hell devil, Satan attacked her in the heart and in the mind, and she just got up from the table, slid her chair back, went off in the bedroom, stayed, went in the closet, closed the door, said, Lord, Lord, you know what I am. You saved me, Lord, but you see what a condition I'm in. Break that power in my heart. Come out of there with a smile on her face. But my friend, listen, the Bible says if you're saved, you have a new heart. I will give you a new heart. And the old heart is there, but it won't have dominion over you. Aren't you glad your old heart don't have dominion over us, my friend? We're not perfect. No, we won't be perfect till we get to heaven. Folks seem to think somehow that once they make a little decision for Jesus, that's all it is to it, and they can live like hell the rest of their life. But no, sir, that new heart longs after holiness. That new heart longs after the righteousness of God. You know how we're saved, my friend? By imputed righteousness. People call it imputed nonsense. But when you come to the Lord and he covers you with his robe of righteousness, it's imputed to you. You don't earn it. You can't earn it. You can go to church 7 days a week the rest of your life. That's not salvation. You can dip soup as long as you want to. You can make beds and bedspreads and covers for the hungry and the homeless. Do all that all you rest of your life, and all that's good. But that's not salvation. Salvation is trusting the Lord. Coming to know yourself first. You must know yourself first, my friend. You must know your heart. And the Lord lets you do that by the work of the Holy Spirit. And I call it like this. He shines a light into that heart. Shines that light, the light of the gospel. I tell this story that up there in the Tennessee and them hills where they used to have those old big tobacco barns and people move away and they board them up and stay there for years and years, and some young people come along and buy them, and they have a crew out there to start removing those doors and shutters and stuff, and when that light shines back in there, they begin to see the critters, the roaches and snakes and possums and armadillos and all that stuff begin to scurry in out of the light because they're used to the darkness. And that's what we see in our heart, how wicked we've been all of our lives, my friend. But that's God's grace. Only by the grace of God we can say those things and do those things. But this is the Old Trailblazer Broadcast. My time's about to run out. We have a little book here by Pastor Shelton that I've often advertised called Playing Church. I wish you'd write and get it. Maybe you've never heard it. Maybe you're a new listener. Write and I'll send it to you free and postpaid. Bringing out how we've drifted away from the old-time religion. Remember my mailing address? Old Trailblazer, Post Office Box 1810, Walker, Louisiana 70785. And my phone number here at the office is area code 225-664-8658. Call me sometime, and if I miss you, I'll call you back. And may the Lord's blessings rest upon you. Goodbye, and God bless you.